flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, Lindsay, we just had a caller who wanted some information about driver's ed because I was talking about my son, Andrew, driving, and Brian McDaniel with Momentum Advocacy was talking about his sons and his daughter and his son's driving. Who was the caller and what was the information they wanted to know?
Well, she didn't want to provide her name, but she also mentioned that she had some kids who had some learning problems and maybe would serve better in a situation that would learn how to drive from a place that your kids may have been to. So she just wanted to know where that was and hopefully she can get her kids involved.
Yes. And, you know, I have talked to so many autism moms and Andrew has ADHD. And I'm so glad that she asked that because not all driver's education programs are created equal. Andrew went to Safeway Driving School. And so he found it very helpful there, and they were very patient and very gentle with him. There were also, I know some other autism moms and dads, and they were concerned about their children passing the test. It's not just enough to take the class, but we want our kids to pass the test. And so Andrew passed the test. Another friend of mine who has a child with autism passed the test as well. So Safeway Driving School, it's an after school program. I think we signed up at the school, but and the classes were at the school, but it's separate from the school. So it's not a school activity. I'm not sure if they rent rooms and the programs, are funneled through Washington County schools. But the program was after school. It was in one of the rooms at Park High School. And again, Safeway Driving School is where we went. And, you know, that's just indicative of families who have kids with autism. When they want information or they want to know, where the best place is to go, they call our family. Because I have four kids, three have autism, and they have made such great and amazing gains. You see us now. Daniel's on student council. Cameron and Brandon are in plays. They have best-selling children's books. Cameron is in a national Comcast commercial. But, baby, 5-6 years ago, that was not the story. I had three children with autism who could not look at me, who could not talk, who were in Pampers, who could not follow simple commands, who the therapist told me they were about to give up on, and I prayed and the Lord answered. So their journey is very well documented. People have followed our family story. And so autism moms and dads, trust us. you know, they will call and I always answer in the middle of the night. I answer anonymous calls. I return DMs and emails because I know that all the parents want is what my kids have, a healing, a better life, an opportunity to not just survive, but to thrive, to be able to live independently, to be treated fairly, to make progress. And they know they can trust me because I'm going to tell them the truth. And if something did not work for my kids, I'm not going to tell you that it works for yours. I wish I could tell you the tens of thousands of dollars that I have turned down from supplement companies and people with lotions that they want to rub on your skin and tell you that your child is going to do better, or programs that they want me to say is going to heal your child, or therapy centers that I've never used that want me to say that I sent my kids there and my kids got better, that I had to tell them, no, I can't take your money. I can't endorse your product. I can't endorse your center. I can't tell people to buy and give their children your supplement because my children have never had it. Because people are counting on me to tell them the truth. And when I tell them about something, they know that I have either used it or I approve it because I know somebody else who has, or I have worked closely with the organization and they trust me. And I do not take that trust lightly because they want to see progress. And if they don't see it, they're coming back to me and say, Shaletta, you told us about this. You told us to go here. You told us to do this. You told us to try this. And we've been doing this for 6 months and nothing's happened. So when I find out about programs and services that can help families who have kids with autism, I do my best to make sure to spread the word about it. Which is why when I heard that there was an autism daycare center opening, I was like, okay, I found out about this literally. I'm not kidding, y'all. I found out about this today. And I called this woman and was like, hey, can y'all have somebody come and be a part of this program? Because there are parents out there who have kids with autism who are looking for childcare. And we are scared to take our kids places because the childcare workers aren't certified. They don't understand how to handle kids with autism. Our kids go there, they get ignored. They have problems and they don't know how to respond. And so you mean to tell me that there is a program, a daycare center that has kids with autism? I want to know all about it. I want to meet the people who are in charge of it. It's called Patients in Bubbles. It's in St. Paul Park. It's opening in February and it focuses on kids with special needs. So I've got Mary on the line. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Mary, you got to tell me how Mary's going to tell us how she came up with Patients in Bubbles, because I tell you, I have got to find out about that. Again, guys, it's opening in St. Paul Park in February. And I'm going to link this to my social media pages, but Patients in Bubbles in St. Paul Park in February, and it focuses on kids with special needs. That is going to be absolutely amazing. I cannot wait. And, you know, we really need something like that here in the Twin Cities. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. It's 2:14. We'll be right back with Shaletta.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, listen, this lady is going to wind up on Santa's naughty list because she has done something that is putting her Mother's Day card in question right now. Karen Tolkien has taken her son's phone away. She was concerned, and not only did she take her 12-year-old's phone away, she wrote a story about it. And Karen is joining me right now on the Shaletta Show. Karen, girl, you took the 12-year-old's phone away and then wrote a story about it. You got it, girl. You got to give me the scoop. Welcome to the show, girl. All that other stuff, girl. What the hell done happened? Something done happened. If you took this child's phone away, something has happened, and you got to tell us what it is.
Okay. Sorry. Santa's naughty list. I think that I should get like a really good present for doing this. Excuse me. I'm recovering from a cold, so bear with me. But
oh shucks, did we lose Karen? She done coughed up into taking the phone off. Okay, Lindsay, we're gonna put her on hold and see if we can't get Karen back. Karen, are you there?
No Karen yet. Hold on.
Okay. We're going to put Karen on hold. But if you have not seen it in the Star Tribune, in the Greater Minnesota section, she says, living in the country doesn't protect kids from cybercrime. And she was so concerned that she took her 12-year-old's phone away. Now, I don't know if you've seen it, but there are videos on social media of parents who are taking their kids' phone away or who are in the store and they're getting the service cut off. And these kids are crying. And they are bawling, and they are screaming, and they are pulling on the parents. They are slobbering. They are holding on to the parents' leg. The parents have to forcibly remove the phone from them. Our kids are really connected to their phones. And so when I saw Karen's story, I was like, okay, Karen, why are you taking your 12-year-old's phone away?
Okay, that's my cue, right?
That is your cue.
Okay. So my son got a phone when he was 11 from a relative. It was their old phone, and it didn't have any phone plan with it. So, mm-hmm. You know, he would, you know, there was some music and things like that that he liked to listen to that were saved on the phone.
Yeah.
What we did not realize is that even if you have no phone plan, that you can still go online. And so he had... you know, he had been setting up all these accounts that we had no idea he was setting up. You know, he had a Gmail account and he had a, you know, Roblox account and TikTok account. And I'm like, okay, let's take a look at your phone and see what you've been, you know, what kind of, you know, what's been showing up in your inbox. So when I looked at it, there was really kind of like some raunchy content and some, you know, misogynistic content. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, this is not a good thing for somebody who is 12 years old to be looking at.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had absolutely zero idea that he could go online with the phone.
I didn't know that either.
He didn't have a calling plan. Yeah.
Right.
He could just, you know, we have Wi-Fi. The phone connects to Wi-Fi. So he doesn't have a calling plan. He can't call anybody on his phone. He can't text on his phone. But he can go online with his phone. So I'm just like, you know, we had no idea that he could do this. You know, I'm in my 50s. My husband
Girl,
is
me
late
too.
40s.
Neither I'm right there with you.
Super techie. Yeah. And so once we figured this out, we're like, this is not a good idea. You know, I have read and I've written about, you know, just the kinds of things that can happen to kids online. And I think every single parent whose child has a phone needs to be aware of this. The FBI has been putting out alerts for, I think, at least a year now, saying that, you know, these kids are targeted by predators online. When you give your phone, your kid a phone, you're connecting them to predators. Yeah, there's lots of great stuff on there. But if you're not, if you don't have the time to monitor this constantly, like we don't, you know, we have, you know,
jobs, life.
Who has time
laundry.
To get next to their kid when they're on the phone all the time? And, you know, you really need to be aware. If you don't have that time to monitor, I don't think that kids should have a phone if they're under maybe 16. But, you know, most of the kids, like, I think, what was it, like, more than 50% of the kids by the time they're 10 have a smartphone. So just be really wary about what your kid is allowed to access online or what they can access online.
Okay. Your article scared the bejesus out of me, and I don't even know how to scare bejesus, because here's what got me. 13,000 reports of online financial extortion from minors. 12,600 victims, primarily boys, because boys are not as savvy as girls, and they'll walk right into the bat of peanut butter. And then the suicides, and you know, you were talking about some of the messages that you saw. You got to recount that and re-roll that back to the listeners right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Recount which one? The suicide up in Northern Michigan?
Yes.
That was really just heartbreaking. It's so sad. But this, okay, so you think, I mean, this kid is living in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, right? Which is pretty remote. You know, I think his town was about 20,000 people. So, I mean, it's not a teeny tiny town, but it's not a large town. I mean, you think that your kid would be safe there, right? I mean, the thing is, you can put your kid to bed, you know, they could be sleeping underneath your own roof, and they're just not safe, right? So this kid met what he thought was a girl online, and the girl turned out to be a couple of guys. And I think it was Nigeria. I don't have my story right in front of me, but I believe that it was in Nigeria. And they got him to send, I don't know, maybe a nude picture or something that was kind of like, questionable. And once they had that image of him, they used that to blackmail him. Mm-hmm. And they had a conversation online that, you know, it was just terrible. You know, I mean, the boy was just distraught. He was a high school senior, super great kid, into sports, lots of friends, great smile. And he was so distraught, he told them that he was going to kill himself because of this. You know, they threatened to share his image with everybody he knew if he didn't send them, I think it was $600, or no, $1,000. All
crazy.
He had was $300, so he sent them $300. And that wasn't enough. And they're like, if you're not going to pay us, we're going to share this with everybody. And the kid was like, you know what? I'm going to kill myself. And the guys he was talking to from Nigeria were saying, go ahead, do it. And he did. And I mean, this is like, I mean, he's, you know, I say, you know, kids below the age of 16. I mean, he was, I think, what, 17?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and still just not familiar, you know, with the scam, with what could happen. I'm sure his parents didn't know. It was just really heartbreaking. And these two of the men that were involved were extradited to the United States, and they were convicted. I think, I can't remember exactly how many years they had in prison, 20 years maybe each in federal prison.
But that's not going to bring their mama her child back. You know,
it's not.
And so you got to tell me how the 12-year-old reacted to you taking the phone away.
Very unhappy.
Very. You're not getting that Mother's Day card. I'm going to get my kids to get you a Mother's Day card, because you're not getting one from your own child. Okay. What was that conversation like? Because you cannot help. The 12-year-old child cannot understand the dangers. That's why they're getting into trouble, because they don't even understand and know that their little dumb self is in trouble. So how do you even have that conversation?
You have to be tough. You really do, yeah. Because they will tug at your heartstrings. Mm. And, you know, the thing is, so I figured out what he was mostly upset about. And there is some kind of game that he's been playing for, you know, a year now. And that you build it up. I mean, you have the
He's losing it. You're making him lose his progress, girl.
Right. Yeah. And so I said, okay, 3 times a week. Under our supervision, you can play this game, but that's all you can do. You can't use any of your accounts, your email address, nothing. And, you know, we're going to have it the rest of the time. It's going to be in our custody. So that's what we do. 3 times a week, he gets to use his phone and play his game.
Okay.
And then the rest of the time we have it. And he doesn't understand.
No,
he won't
he's
understand
not supposed
until
to.
He's like in his 20s.
Yeah, right. Maybe even later.
Yeah. But it's our job to make sure that he's safe.
It is. And these phones, girl, we might as well just walk them to the predator's house, knock on the door and say, here's my child. If we are not monitoring, if we are not snatching those phones at night and checking to see where they go and making sure that they don't stay in the room with them as they sleep. And you know, girl, listen, I got my back turned. I'm washing these dishes. I don't know what that little girl over there doing. You know, I'm hoping and praying that she remembers the things that I taught her. But these people out there are slick and they will trick your children into doing all kinds of stuff. Girl, my son, Andrew, was on an app and they were singing. And the next thing I know, girl, the app upgraded and people could DM them and they could do duets on the app. And the next thing I know, some grown adult men were taking their shirt off and asking my child to take his shirt off and sing with them. You know, it was getting ready to head that way, girl.
Oh, my gosh. You are a good mom because you are checking your kids' phones.
Well, then they say I'm the helicopter parent. Okay, so you got to help me because then they say you're the helicopter mom. Give them some freedom. Though you can't hover over them. I need to know what the hell they doing so I can know who to shoot at, who to fight, who to sue, who to get the hell away from my kids because it's wild out here, girl. And if we are not the helicopter parent, if we are not on top of this phone, girl, this phone is taking them into worlds that we don't know anything about.
That's right. It is. And, I mean, I agree, you know, with the helicopter thing to some extent, but I don't believe that it pertains at all to the Internet. I mean, the Internet, there's so many great things on the Internet, but there
Amazing.
Are so many terrible things. Too. And unless you have a way to block all the terrible things,
and there's no way to block them
before they can navigate it.
Girl, there's no way to block them. So my kid, girl, even on the stuff that says kids, it's still horrible. So my kids were on YouTube Kids. I said, don't, you can't go on YouTube. You can go on YouTube Kids. And so my kids were watching Trolls. And we thought this was a regular troll. They do went in the search bar. They pressed Trolls. A Trolls cartoon came up. And girl, the next thing I know, Poppy and Branch are having sex on the beach. And I know damn well this wasn't in the movie because I watched the movie. And so the moment I blocked that and 10 other ones like that, 10 more popped up. And so there are people who are sitting at home putting these cartoons together to try and make sure that our kids see some very inappropriate things. Girl, and look, they don't have anything to gain out of it except for being evil because on YouTube Kids, you can't share information. There's no DMs. All it is your kids getting hooked on some stuff that they shouldn't have any parts of.
Yeah, and what's their motive?
Right.
I don't know.
We don't know. just being mean and evil. And so I'm so glad you wrote this story. Again, you're not getting no Mother's Day card, girl. So I'm going to make sure that my kids get one for you. I don't know where your desk is at the Star Tribune, but when I go to work, I'm going to make sure to drop the Mother's Day cards on your desk, girl, because you are not.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. We might even throw in a gift for you because it's not coming your way. I'm sorry. It's not. Go ahead before you is that.
Actually, you know what I do is I work from my home in Otter Tail County. So I am remote.
Okay.
Like, we are 30 miles from the nearest stoplight. Nearest traffic light. We are that far out in the middle of nowhere. You can drop them off at the Star Tribune. They'll mail them to me, though.
Okay, I want to come to the house. I want to see the boy and lay eyes on him, and we giggle about you. I want all that drama.
I want all the drama. We We are about 2.5 hours away from downtown, but you are welcome.
have gas money, we'll travel. Karen, thank you so much for on the show. You guys have got to check her out, her column, Living in the Country Doesn't Protect Kids from Cybercrime. I'm concerned enough that I took away my 12-year-old's phone. It is published yesterday morning. It is a great piece, a great article. Share it with your friends. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you, girlfriend.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me.
All right. You all stick around. There's more to come. This ain't Texas. This is Minnesota. This is the Shaletta Show. It is 2:47, and it's my favorite time of the day, talking to my friend Steve Thompson. Steve is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, and he has a show coming up after mine. Now, Steve, these roads are getting dicey. The crews were on the scene of a two-vehicle crash on Highway 52 near Concord that happened about 1:30 today. One confirmed fatality at the scene, and at least one other person is injured. Northbound traffic is reduced to one lane as of 1:50 today while the crash is being investigated. These roads are slippery. This is serious. Steve, just kind of drizzling, this freezing rain in some areas it is not. And as you travel, you got to be careful. I'm talking to my son, Andrew. Steve, he's home for college. He's finna go hang out with some of his friends. I know that boy, he ain't but 18 years old. He don't know nothing about driving.
Yeah, it is one of those things. We snuck out earlier today to run a couple errands. Aaron and I went out in the van. And what I kind of did is I went on an initial run because the last thing we want to do is get stranded out there in a situation with her. Mm-hmm. And it was okay. So we went and we got a cup of coffee, and then we went to the store and picked up a couple orders and then came right home. But by the time I finished unloading all of that stuff out of the van, The rain was coming, you know, and I could feel kind of that light drizzle that's really made the road slick. So up in our neck of the woods in the northern suburbs, it wasn't too bad earlier. But, yeah, folks need to take it easy. And they've been warning us about this, and there's still that winter weather advisory for the area. Yep. So people really need to take it easy if they're out and about.
And I'm telling you, this fatal accident is very near my house right here on Invergrove Heights on Highway 52 near Concord. We all know exactly where that is, 135. One confirmed fatality at the scene, and at least one other person is injured. Again, if you're heading in that direction, Highway 52 is reduced to one lane while that particular crash is being investigated. And I'm looking at these pictures, Steve, and it's bad. I thought it was, I didn't know what to think because when I looked at it at first, but the whole top of the car sitting on the ground. I mean, and the thing is that we can't just go posted speeds when we know this ground is that slick and slippery. All it takes is one spot, and we both have been in those type of accidents, Steve, where you don't got no control.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I hit the dreaded slippery spot. I was going to a game after work up at Park Center, so I was on 694, and it was light snow, and I'm not a wild man behind the wheel. I was driving very carefully, but I hit one of those dreaded scattered slippery spots near Boone Avenue up in Brooklyn Park, lost total control, and went head-on into the freeway wall. And I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the airbag and the seatbelt. I mean, that's just flat out it. I was very lucky to walk away from that wreck. My truck was destroyed. When you go from whatever I was going to hitting a concrete wall, that was just a scattered slippery spot. Folks need to slow down. I mean, I think people, even on dry roads, are driving way too fast.
Yeah,
crazy people out there.
Yeah, and I remember seeing that truck, and I just remember thanking God that you walked away from that, because the pictures of that truck, I was like, my friend got up and walked. Nobody carried him. There was no stretcher involved. There was no hospital. Steve, you had some angels around you that day. That's when I know that Michelle is a praying woman, because those angels protected you on that day, because looking at that truck, you should not have just walked away like you did.
Well, I'll never forget the tow truck driver when he showed up, because the first thing I did was call in 911 that I had a disabled vehicle. I was able to get out, but I literally had to lean back and kick with all my might, because the front end of the truck was caved in. So as a result, the doors. So I had to use every bit of strength, because I was worried the thing might start on fire because it was such a hard hit.
Yeah.
So I got out of there and was standing between the truck and the wall I had just hit and called it in. But I was upright. I wasn't bleeding anywhere. I was sore. Mm. And then after a while, I figured, all right, this thing isn't going to start on fire, but it's cold out here. So I climbed back in and waited for the tow truck driver. So the patrol showed up with the driver, and he kind of came back and he said, you know, stay in the vehicle for now.
Right.
And then I climbed out to get in the tow truck with him, and the trooper stayed back to kind of get traffic away from us.
Right.
And he said, so you walked away from that? Hmm. And I'm like, well, seatbelt and airbag did its job. But it all gets back to that point. We've talked to Mike Hansen from the Department of Public Safety, the Office of Traffic Safety. He says seatbelts and airbags. Just an airbag isn't enough. You need the seatbelt and airbag together. And if you do get in a wreck, stay in your vehicle. Don't be out walking around and so on and so forth. You know, stay in your vehicle and wait for help to arrive. So that's just a word of advice.
I didn't even know. Is that because I was headed to CCO Radio one day before COVID, before we went remote, and I was trying to get there, and I hit a slick spot, and I went through four lanes of traffic, and I hit an ice bank. And had I not hit the snow bank, I probably would have went over the highway right at Spaghetti Junction, right at 94 eastbound, right at 35, right at 52. You know where they all come together at one, you know, right there. And so I got out. And one of the things that they told me was, if it was slick for you and you slid, you don't want to be out here walking, because it's slick for everybody. And I didn't think about that. If I hit the slick spot, somebody else could hit the slick spot. Stay in your car until help arrives, just in case somebody else hits a slick spot. And then you won't get hit by a car. And we, you know, it sounds bananas, but we see that so oftentimes when somebody got out of their car for a wreck or a fender bender, and then they get hit by another car. But if the road was slick for you, it could be slick for somebody else. So it's just, I'm, you know, right now in Cottage Grove, everything's good, but you know, we got to get to St. Paul. We got haircut appointments. Now, are you going to the WCCO Radio holiday party? It's tonight. It's at the Minneapolis Club. What you gonna do?
Yeah, I can't make it. I already RSVP'd and said I would be a no show. It sounds like fun, but yeah, it, you know, back to the roads. We're not trying to, you know, scare anybody. It's just, if you got to slow down
and be careful.
Yeah. And if you do get in an incident, stay in that vehicle, stay buckled in, you know, don't get out and climb around. Wait until law enforcement shows up, those first responders, to be able to secure the situation so you can get out of your vehicle safely. So it's crazy out there.
Well, you know, and this is a good time too, Steve. I hadn't even thought about it. Is to make sure you have all your winter, your car has all its winter stuff, your flares, your cones, your brush, a couple of extra blankets, extra warm winter weather clothing, you know, anything that you think you might need. And I didn't even know until last year that I needed a shovel in my car. So I bought a little shovel. But one thing that I hadn't do, and I'm finna get ready to do right now when we get off the radio, Steve, is I'm going to go throw all my stuff back in the trunk, because it is not there. And we need that in case something happens.
Well, and another one that Mike's brought up, and we've had him on the air a lot over the years, is he says, you know, check those tires. You know, just because you eyeball them and say, well, those are good enough, they may not be good enough. Good enough for dry roads in the summer, but certainly not in the winter. And having good tires on your vehicle properly inflated are huge as well.
Okay, now you got to tell me this. Who do you think is going to win that Heisman Trophy tonight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is so tough when you get down to the Heisman and the finalists. Usually it's a quarterback. It's hard to say. I will say this. The award's lost a lot of luster over the years.
I remember
when it used to be a big deal. Now it's kind of like, oh, yeah, they're handing out the Heisman tonight because it doesn't always guarantee success in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't always guarantee success.
Well, I tell you what is a success. If you listen to Steve Thompson's show coming up next, baby, you will feel like a winner. Be safe out on those roads. And if you're on Highway 52 near Concord, there's a fatal accident reduced to one lane.